What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight, San Francisco educator Dean Wheeler will join us for a discussion on racism every day in the workplace, in your personal relationships, and what you can do, how you can deal with it. He mentioned a date that he was out on one night with a young lady, and it was at a Chinese restaurant, and apparently she picked up a fork and knife instead of chopsticks. Well, he slapped those out of her hands and proceeds to tell us all about that coming up tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll also have on the line Lloyd Bonafide, I think, has completed the song. If those of you may remember Lloyd Bonafide, the heating and plumbing executive from Alhambra, California, who's done a lot of work with, quote, youth groups, end quote. Anyway, he wrote a song called Not I Wanna Rock, Let's Rock, but it's called I Gotta Rock, I Must Rock. And he was given a lot of crap on the show for this song, but he apparently has three quarters of the way to completion, and he wants to audition it tonight because apparently some record executives are going to be listening. Also tonight, we're going to have the completion of the Art Bell and General Johnson Jameson bit that we did last night. Art Bell will be with us along with General Johnson Jameson as General Jameson transports himself into the mind of an alcoholic advertising agency executive and tries to interpret the hieroglyphics that are in there. And if you can help him do that, you can win a CD from our show. And speaking of the CD, we're going off to the duplicator tomorrow with our Best of the Year 2005. Can you recall the bits that are on that, Mark? Because I just want to give people a little taste. And this year, we're going to do some signings right off the bat, as soon as the thing's back from the duplicator, so you know. Also, we're going to have a big flashback at 7:30, a real classic. It's a throwback to 2002, during the late, great Dale Earnhardt's final days, I guess. And one piece of information I want to tell you about right now, and that is this. The television program Fillmore Middle that we were involved in, the pilot, the producing of the pilot, I didn't produce it, but I was one of the actors, has been picked up by NBC. So this is a TV show that I'm not producing or writing, just as I'm a series regular. But I got the word today that the show has been picked up for mid-season replacement, so that'll be kind of cool. You get to see my ugly kisser for I don't know how long, how many episodes. I am a series regular, but I'm like Kramer, or not like, I wouldn't say that I'm like the Kramer character, but it's that frequency, sort of, you know, in for a few minutes and then gone, and maybe not in, and I don't know, probably be in every episode somehow, but maybe not, you know, a lot of lines, but I'm very excited about that because it means, well, frankly, it means that we'll be able to promote our radio show a little bit better. So the TV show got picked up, and yeah, we'll have plenty of time to do it because I got 5 weeks worth of vacation every year. And they'd have to pick it up for 30 weeks. Oh, man. They'd have to pick the thing up for 30 straight weeks. I got 30 days off a year, including sick time. Don't worry about it.
I ain't gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it. I go out and do the rehearsal during a week. Then I come in and do the show, man. They only do television during a certain time of the year, and the rest of the time you don't have to work.
Boy, talk about easy street.
Well, it is. It's very hard work. So don't worry about it. Next time, don't be talking. You know how hungry I am, man. I haven't eaten today, okay? I haven't had a thing to eat. I am starving.
I went over to El Rancho.
Where?
El Rancho.
What's that?
It's a great Mexican place. They got soft tacos and ground shredded beef, and then they have salsa and sour cream.
Yeah, that's just shut up, bud. So anyway, tonight on the show...
Have you ever been over to Angelina's?
Yeah, I've been there.
They got soul food. They got meatloaf. Oh, man, the mashed potatoes will melt right in your mouth, not in your hand. And
I don't want to hear about it. I'm hungry, okay? I'm starving and having nothing to eat.
Okay, I'm just telling you, when you finally do get something to eat, you should have the creamy mashed potatoes and the meatloaf. And then they got fried chicken. Now, you know, ordinarily, I look down my nose at that sort of thing. On account of it being from black people, but boy, let me tell you what, lip-smacking good.
I don't want to hear about it, all right? Is it deep-fried?
Oh, yeah. Peanut oil. Very light. Very flaky, tender crust.
You wouldn't want to run across the street and get me any.
I'm sorry. I'm very busy.
Yeah. Sitting there with one finger in your nostril and the other one on that red phone. All right, coming up, we got a flashback. We also have Lloyd Bonafide checking in, as well as Jay Santos. He's doing a charity function that we're going to hear a little bit about. And tonight we'll have Dean Wheeler with us on racism and what we can do in our everyday lives to combat it. He'll be telling us about a date that he was on. Racism, how to combat it. Let me tell you about this chick I went out with. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, and we'll have it in a minute, Mr. Bonafide, okay?
But I've changed the name of it.
All right, Mr. Bonafide will be on in a minute with his new song. He's changed the name of it from I've Gotta Rock to Please Let Me Rock. That's coming up in a few minutes. Now it's time for our flashback by request. This is from Michael Mondragon. He says, hey, Phil, I remember the time that Paul Tubby Lane was on explaining how Dale Earnhardt actually pushed the gas instead of the brakes when he crashed into the wall. My brother, an avid race fan, and I couldn't stop laughing as unassuming race fans called in angry as hell. If you could play that again, that would be great. Thanks again for all the laughs. Michael, here it is, brother. This is from February of 2002 and Paul Tubby Lane.
You are the biggest idiot I have ever heard on the radio.
Well, sir, I didn't call you no names.
Well, here's the reason why. I've got a 5-year-old nephew that plays the same game you do, that Sega Racing.
Yes, sir.
You have no right to call Dale Earnhardt a true racer and preposterous because you are an idiot for even saying slam your brakes at 150, 190 miles an hour. Yeah, it works just fine on Sega Genesis, but it doesn't work in actual situations.
Let me ask you something. How come they made a big deal about it when he died, but nobody said nothing when I retired?
See, because you're nobody.
See, that's another
reason why. Nobody talks about a guy who in their pants before a race. Who's going to mourn for a guy who can't get behind the wheel of a car going more than 40 miles an hour?
Other than those things you mentioned, though, you ought to see me. Now, this coming weekend in Glendale, California, they're going to have the Southwest Regional on Sega.
I'll tell you something. You know what? I probably have seen you. My nephew, he got beat out by some old guy in a racing game. So it probably was you.
Whereabouts was that? Was he in a tournament?
That's probably what it was.
Was he in a tournament?
No, he was at an arcade. It's probably what you're doing all your
time. I don't fool around that. I only race in tournaments in arcades.
You know what? Get behind the wheel of a car or on a motorcycle like I do and try to slam your brakes at 100 miles an hour. You'll go top end over.
Motorcycle,
no guarantee.
Motorcycle don't work the same way. It's only got two wheels.
Race
car got four wheels. All bets are off on that deal.
Everybody who gets behind the wheel of a real car and drives know for certain that you do not slam on the brakes. You punch the gas and get out of trouble.
I want to ask, if I could, Jonathan, I want to ask you, Paul, you say that these Sega arcade racing tournaments that you're in are every bit as dangerous?
I'm not saying, well, they can be because you're not going to hurt yourself physically from getting into a wreck. But I can tell you right now, you hit some of those high speeds on the backstretch when the computer is really going good and you feel nervous, you could have a cardiac arrest. You could have a heart attack.
Come on. It's Lane. Think about it. You in your pants thinking about going to a race. What do you think a video game is going to do to you? It doesn't do anything to real people that do drive real cars.
I can get on
that game 7 days a week and have a ball. It's fun. It's not dangerous. It's not exciting. It's something I'd play with the kids.
Other than
are a big, pardon my language, you are a big yahoo.
Say, let me tell you something, man. I can take all the abuse you want to dish out because here's the thing I know about myself. Number one, other than the fact that I used to my pants on the way to the track, I would have been
other
good.
Other than the fact you're a grown man. You your pants. Other than the fact there should be no other account.
I guarantee you
that Dale Earnhardt never his pants before a race.
Well, hold on for a minute. Are you trying to say that I couldn't beat him in a race?
I say that you couldn't even start the race because you your pants.
Well, here's the thing.
It's like saying, Paul.
It's like saying I'd race somebody when you never get inside the car.
Like you never dropped a load when you get scared out there on a track on a motorcycle.
You know what?
You race your motorcycle?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you never squeezed a load out just thinking about it?
Who in the hell does? Nobody does. I don't know a person who does. You know what? I race against some 16-year-old kids sometimes who are damn good racers. None of them ever their pants or have heart attacks or get pumped up over Sega games.
You know, in a video arcade, the cars move back and forth. I got my foot caught under a moving arcade car one time.
Ooh, that sounds so dangerous. How about getting your foot caught out of sight of your car?
All right, you know so much. How come Dale Earnhardt don't know enough to stop his car with a brake when he's on his way into a wall at 200 miles an hour?
Everyone's answered that question for you, Paul, because if he hit the brake at that speed, the lining on the brakes, the back end of the car, everything gets out of shape.
Well, he's out of shape already. What you talking about? He's on his way into
a
wall.
Everything goes. You're going 190 miles an hour.
Let me ask you something, Paul. When you on a hot day, when you were on your way to the racetrack, what did your race suit smell like?
It didn't smell. Yeah, it did. It smelled like urine, yeah. I admit it. But other than that, I could have taken Dale Earnhardt down big time.
You could have took him down. You'd pee in his way, and he'd fell on the way to his car.
You know, for a man that only drives on two wheels, you sure got a lot of opinions about us four-wheel racing.
You know what? It takes a bunch of balls to get on a motorcycle and do the kind of speed that a car does, let me tell you.
Okay.
There's no way.
But that's on a motorcycle.
I'm back of my bike,
on a motorcycle.
You your pants.
On a motorcycle. But you get into a car, and there's three pedals down there on the floor. Quick, which one's the brake? Which one's the brake?
What?
Quick.
Hey, guess what? Guess what I'm driving right now?
What?
I'm in a Ford Expedition doing 120 miles down I-10.
Okay.
And you know what? I ain't pinning my pants and I'm holding a conversation with you.
Well, that's not fair.
So what does that make you?
He's
you
in a car.
You can't even drive a car, let alone talk and drive at the same time, and I'm doing it in a 4x4.
Well, I have petitioned the NASCAR Hall of Fame to consider my application for a Hall of Fame only because I do the Sega game real good. Now, I know it's not like regular racing, but
it's nothing like regular racing.
I want to have the Sega champion inducted in the net.
Wait a second.
Well, you know what
if Dale and I went head-to-head in a race that was only allowed to go, if you was only allowed to go 40 miles an hour...
it ain't a race.
I would beat him. I would beat him so bad, man.
Hey...
Oh,
look,
come
like
on. Hey, I bet you this. If the race was only 40 miles an hour, I bet you I could beat you and Dale Earnhardt.
Mr. Henry, you're not a professional racer.
Well, what are you talking about? That ain't even a freaking race, like the guy said.
All right, it's just not
Jonathan,
even a race.
You know,
my car only goes 40 miles an hour. You know what?
You know something, man? You're a joke, man. I don't want to talk to you. You don't know racing.
He just got there telling you.
What?
You are the biggest. Where did you find this guy?
I'm the biggest what? Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? You know what I need? I need you to give me the information to this Sega racing so I can get my nephew. Maybe he can get in the Hall of Fame, too.
Oh, yeah,
he's five
right.
Now.
Some little tiny kid. This is where
he's five now, man.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's that little tiny boy.
I guarantee you he won't his pants.
The only time I my pants on the way to the Sega game is because I was thinking about this one race.
I mean, he won't
cars.
His pants.
Wait a minute.
At least that much.
You're telling me you peed in your pants on your way to a Sega tournament?
Because they had one track, the one game that was fast on a computer. Yes, sir. But other than
I
never crashed.
The game looked fast and his pants.
How about that?
Wow.
Oh, so
this
guy
is a racer?
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
He's a baby.
At least I didn't squeeze a load out like some guy.
Cool.
Okay, all right.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The car is not going to hurt you.
That's all wrong and all wrong, sir. You're being racist and you're being wrong about it.
Racist?
Yeah.
I haven't said any racist remarks.
Yeah, you have. You're criticizing me and I race.
Well, that ain't racist. What are you talking about, racist?
And then he's dumb on top of everything else.
So if you call, ain't that? Okay, so I know it's about being black and everything, but also about racing, isn't it?
No, it's not about racing.
Team black?
God, I can't stand it.
I'd rather be one of Dale Earnhardt's crewmen, men in black, than be a peach-wearing in the pants on a Sega Genesis kind of guy like you.
I had a peach-colored racing suit that my wife designed with mint-green racing stripes. And, brother, if you got one better than that, I'd like to see it. It was sweet. And it had a forest green helmet and everything.
But you didn't use it
because
you didn't race.
But it looked okay. But I looked good.
Did she make it peach because you used to in your pants and so the color wouldn't show through?
Okay, both of you guys can go straight down to hell.
Oh, dude, that's a long one. That's kind of, I haven't heard that one in a long time. That is Paul Tubby Lane talking with a caller, and it was actually on the week, I believe, of Dale Earnhardt dying in a race back east. And there's Paul talking about how He's afraid of going faster than 40 miles an hour, and he urinates himself when he thinks about it. But other than those two things, he could beat Dale Earnhardt. And how does he know? Because the cat goes to all these Sega tournaments. So that's one that is that on a CD? It ought to be. Right. So that's Paul Tubby Lane, by request, a flashback request. If you have one, you can send it via email to phs@philhenryshow.com, something we've done on the show that you'd like to hear again. Send it to us at phs@philhenryshow.com, and we look at all of the requests, and we forward them on, and we see what we can do about getting them on. On Friday night, we have our third webcast, and to watch us do the show, not just listen to it, you can watch us from three different camera angles. Just go to www.philhenryshow.com and click on the Phil Henry webcast banner. Friday, September the 16th, this coming Friday, starts at 7 o'clock Pacific. And we have people who a lot of times will, and we have, Harry is going to be mic'd this time. Oh, that's cool. So Harry, the screening room will be mic'd. This studio will have a mic. And understand that you're listening to this while we're off the air, while during commercial breaks, you'll see what we're up to. And like I said, we don't really alter our behavior. It's difficult to imagine that. You know, all these reality shows where they have a camera, like Real World, you can look at these people long enough. It's impossible to put a camera into somebody's life every day and have them be entirely candid. It's impossible. It's impossible for them not to play to the camera. That's why we don't do webcasts all the time. Because we would rather the camera just come on and show us in all of our slovenly, disgusting, obscene, fat, pimple-ridden reality. And, by the way, what are you wearing tomorrow?
I thought I'd put on a mint green suit.
That's good. So, anyway, that'll be on the webcast Friday night, the mint green suit. the webcast Friday night. Go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, to get more details. Coming up, we've got Lloyd Bonafide.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're going to get on the line here. Jay Santos is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Just for a very brief visit, Jay, I know that you're doing a charity benefit, and basically you're going to be auctioning off, I don't know if you're auctioning it off or whether you are going to be selling these items, but you've got some things, autographed things from some of your favorite stars, some people that other people might enjoy, and this is all under the auspices of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, correct?
That is absolutely correct, Phil. Citizens Auxiliary Police is raising money through the sale of these different items.
So what do you have?
Phil, I'm very, very excited about this. We have a personally autographed stuff from Law Love It, and we also have some things from Lindsay Lohan and Lisa Loeb. So,
I'm sorry, say those names again?
You've heard of Lyle Lovett, have you?
Lyle Lovett?
Yeah. And also Lindsay Lohan and Lisa Loeb is also there. And all this is going to, some of the money will go to Hurricane Relief of Louisiana, but most of it, we are going to be raising money for my wife and I's church, which is, we're members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hello?
I'm here. I'm fine. So you're raising money for not only hurricane relief in New Orleans?
That's correct, Phil. We're going to try and raise as much money as we can in New Orleans, as well as other parts of Louisiana that have been hit. But we're...
Can I just interrupt you for a minute? Where are you from?
I'm sorry?
Where are you from?
Phil, I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
You know, I hope you won't... I hope you'll forgive me, but I'm a little bit of a... aficionado of accents, dialects, American especially, and I can tell where someone's from, and I thought maybe you were from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. You could say I'm a big city boy from Pennsylvania. I'm right there from the Main Line district. Why do you ask?
Well, I ask because I'm listening to you swallowing your L's.
What's that?
You're swallowing your L's. It's something that people...
Phil, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Phil.
Go ahead.
We just got in a wonderfully beautiful autographed picture of Lisa Loeb, or Lucy Loeb, I'm sorry.
And who?
Lucy Magoo.
Mr. Magoo?
Boy, that guy's got a pair on him. He comes on with all the Star Wars nonsense, and he's talking about me coming from the planet Pluto. All right, Phil, I got to get it.
Jeez, what kind of laugh is that?
That's just every time I'm amused. Oh, you never heard me laugh, have you, Phil?
No, I haven't.
You gotta hear me laugh. When I really get a good time going when I laugh.
You know, Jay, as funny as it is, I've never heard you laugh.
Well, that's how I laugh. Listen, that guy, that Mr. Hall, is a real loser.
You got a freaky-ass laugh.
Hey, look, Phil. They got TV on right now. Looters on TV. Look. It's looters.
I think that's this guy's problem.
Never mind, bud. All right, Jay, well, thanks a lot for doing all of that.
How'd you guess I was... Oh, excuse me. How'd you guess I was from... I don't know where I am.
You're in the wrong bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go back in the closet.
Yeah. That was David for a minute.
Yeah, I understand.
So how did you... No, wait a minute. That's your line.
Yeah. How do you know I come from Philadelphia?
Because I told you. Cats from Pennsylvania all swallow their freaking L's. A lot of them, anyway.
Where was Tom Brokaw from?
Well, I guess he was from, like, South Dakota, wasn't he?
Ah. Hey, Joe. Gotcha. Gotcha on that one. You look like a fool. I don't understand what you're talking about, me swallowing my L's. You know? I tell you what. I don't swallow anything. I leave that to other members of the family, if you know what I'm saying. It's Jay Shannon, Citizen Gold, W Police, out.
Yeah, out is right.
By the way, Phil, I gotta go. I'm meeting a lady at Larry's.
Who?
Larry. I can't drink.
Yeah, he probably swallowed his freaking tongue, finally.
Well, that's weird.
You never heard people... You know, my whole life, man, you always run into these people like, hi, like my English teacher in high school. Hi, I'm Mr. Fellini. He would do that. I go, what the hell is the problem with saying L? Well, there's something with the combination of the German and Italian influence in that part of the country when English was first spoken and it became, you know, the part of the second language of everybody. It just kind of was handed down generation after generation. They can't pronounce L's.
Who, the Germans?
I guess it's Germans. I don't know who the hell it is.
You just said a guy's name is Fellini.
Yeah?
Ain't that Italian? Or, excuse me, isn't that Italian?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's Italian. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We really want everyone to understand if they are all Americans.
Okay, I got to get going.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, this is Lloyd Bonafide.
Yes, sir.
I am asking you as a gentleman to get him off the air.
Now, hold on, Lloyd, okay?
This is this guy. Yeah, my name is Jay Sanders.
I don't care who you are, sir. This is my segment.
I'm just trying to tell Mr. Hendry that all Americans...
Global Americans? What...
Okay, both of you guys can go to the hot place. Down to the hot place where even venial sins are oftentimes punished very severely.
You dropped your phone, you retard.
I'm sorry.
All right, look. My understanding, Mr. Bonafide, you were on our show. You were trying to get a record produced called I Gotta Rock.
Yes, sir.
Now, you've changed the name of it?
I've changed not so much the name, I've changed the intent. The theme of the song, which used to be called I've Got to Rock, I rethought it, and the title of the record's going to be Please Let Me Rock.
Please Let Me Rock. Now, you heard when you were on our show a few months back that young people, you said this was relatable to young people.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, I heard what people said. I've spent a great deal of my time, a great deal in my retirement, working with young people at our youth hut and the other associated charities. I know what young people enjoy. And
even when a young person says to you, I gotta rock or please let me rock, nobody's saying that anymore.
I don't understand.
You're hearing kids say, let's party dog and all that. They don't say, I gotta rock.
Who are you? What are you, all of a sudden, you know, the editor of Cream Magazine or something? What are you doing?
Jesus, dude. Spit it out.
Sorry, I've got Hodgkin's.
I didn't mean to make fun.
Yes, you did. You wanted to make fun of me. I've got Hodgkin's disease, and you made fun of me. Boy, are you going to cook. Woo-hoo! You know, it's almost worth it to me to go out and commit spree killing so that when I die, I can go to hell and watch the devil roast you.
You are a sick man.
I'm sick, huh? Mr. Henry, I am here to try and get a record.
All right, is this guy listening?
Yes, he is. His name is Jonathan Samuels. He's with Hot Pop Records.
Oh, dude, this sounds like you're getting hosed.
Hey, watch who you call queer. He's with Hot Pop Records, and he's out there listening. And, sir, if you're listening, please don't pay any attention to Mr. Henry. He is one of these liberals. This song is called Please Let Me Rock. It goes like this. One, two, and a one, two, three. Oh, please let me rock. Come on, let me rock. Let me rock. Now, that's the first chorus. You know how I feel about people laughing at me, don't you?
Look, man.
No. Hold on. You know how I feel about people laughing at me, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
Try not to do it, because as I said, it's almost worth it to me to go out and set fire to an orphanage so that God damns me to hell so I can have a front row seat as they cook you like a hot nut.
Get out of here, man. You know how bad a guy's got to be? I almost wish that I would go to hell myself just so I could watch you burn. God. Please let me rock. What is with that whole... You really know that a phrase is just run the limit, man, when you've run out of things, you know. Okay, I got to rock. I want to rock. Should I rock? May I rock? Are you going to rock? I'd like to rock. Jesus. All right, it's the Phil Henry Show. We have Dean Wheeler coming up tonight. Art Bell and General Johnson Jameson also join us later on tonight to figure out the hieroglyphics in an alcoholic advertising executive's head. And you could win yourself a Best of the Year 2004 CD from the Phil Henry Show. It's coming up.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Henry, if I could have one more opportunity.
Quit screwing around and sing the song.
I was just having some fun.
Is it called I Gotta Rock?
Yes.
It's not called May I Rock or whatever that was.
No, I was just messing around. This is a combination of the song I Gotta Rock with Bruce Spronin's Hungry Heart. And
Bruce Spronin? Bruce Springsteen?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I misspoke. My wife, Gladys, will be playing the flute. I gotta rock. Oh, how I gotta rock. But is my time up? Will I be able to rock? Will! Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride to buy a gunny sack. Like a river that don't know where it's flowing. Well, I know when I shoved him in that bag where I was gonna throw it.
Wait a minute, man. What is this, about killing your family?
You know, Mr. Henry, to have respect for an artist...
What do you mean, you hungry heart? You're ripping a guy's lyrics apart.
Oh, well, excuse me, William Shakespeare. You got a guy that lights his own farts. He writes a song called Hungry Heart, and suddenly you're protecting the words like it's the Declaration of Independence. You know what? You burn me up more than a baseball-sized hemorrhoid.
Look it, pal. If you're gonna sing your song, sing it.
I was singing it, sir.
Well, what is this about killing your family in a gunny sack?
Well, he might as well be singing about that.
Who?
This guy, Weisenstein, or whatever his name is.
Springsteen?
Yes.
He's talking about a cat that wants to go out and find his life, man. He's tired of being...
Oh, yeah, sure. He's talking about that guy, John List, who greased his whole family. That's what he's talking about. Now, here we go. One, two, and one, two, three, four, five. I'd like you to hear my wife's flute playing, Phil.
I don't, please.
No, just listen. Go ahead, Gladys, honey. Don't be... She's licking her lips right now.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, honey. Here we go. Listen to this. She's wonderful. Isn't she great? It's good, dear. I went out for a ride and I never went back. Like a river that don't know where it's flowing. This is the right month. Yep, she's got a heavy flow. Well,
all right, I'm throwing you out.
Oh, come on, that was a gag.
Get out of here, you and your flute-playing wife. She's got a heavy flow. What a turd. Yeah.
Rodco Records, 1-800-555.
Dude, serious, man. Anybody want to buy that record? That's fine. All right, thanks a lot, Mr. Bonafide, for nothing. I gotta rock. Should I rock? Go rock, man. Baseball-size hemorrhoid. I bet you he's got a few. 1-800-449-8686. Our webcast coming up on Friday night at 7 o'clock Pacific. You want to watch it? Well, you got to get a backstage pass. It's only $6.95, and you can get it at www.philhenryshow.com. And while you're there, pick up our Best of the Year 2004 CD. All the money goes to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And our 2005 is soon to be released as well. It's called Are You For Real? The 2005 Best of CD, a double CD. Phone calls, bits, it's all there, baby. We'll be back with Dean Wheeler talking about racism.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.